Well, we have better insight today into the battle to retake Mosul in Iraq from ISIS.
After 3 weeks of this offensive, the Iraqi military is at last about to enter Mosul.
That's Arwa Damon, CNN senior international correspondent, opening her incredible report on what happened when she and photojournalist Rhys Lane and the Iraqi troops they were with were trapped for 28 hours this weekend in a muddy alley after entering Mosul and then being surrounded by ISIS. They were eventually rescued by a fresh regiment of Iraqis. Thankfully, Arwa and Rhys are okay, but sick about the soldiers and civilians they've left behind who fed and sheltered and protected them. Arwa Damon joins us now from the relative safety of Erbil in Iraq. And Arwa, you show us a little boy in one house after a wall is blown off by an ISIS bomb. He's crying, "I don't want to die." On a rooftop, we see a woman wailing, a loved one shot by a sniper. Then there's a man Iraqi soldiers thought was a suicide bomber. He's running towards them, but he was a taxi driver, and they shot and killed him by mistake.
And that is one of the big challenges that they're facing moving forward. They do not know who's friend or foe. They are on constant alert for these suicide bombers because they have been targeting them over and over and over again. The entire time leading into the neighborhoods, most of the calls on the radio were about watching out for cars. And then this man comes forward in his taxi. They yell at him to stay, to sit. He runs towards them, and they just shot him. I think the hardest part in all of that is the knowledge that this is probably going to be the dirtiest, toughest battle that this country has seen since the U.S.-led invasion because of the sophistication of ISIS, unlike any enemy that this country has faced before, and because of the reality that Mosul is a massive city that still has more than 1.2 million civilians in it.
Yeah. Well, and what do you take from this? Let's listen to a little bit of sound where the vehicle that you're in, you know, takes a direct hit from ISIS fighters. Let's listen.
Open the door.
You got to get out of here. But then you're, you know, sitting ducks because they have lured this convoy of Iraqi troops that you're embedded with into this area in Mosul with these tight little streets. This goes to the sophistication you were talking about. This was planned.
Planned and very well planned, Robin. There was a regiment that was behind us. What ISIS first did was go after that regiment. They hit them with suicide car bombs. They took out about half of their vehicles. That regiment was then forced to and ended up pulling all of its forces back. So the regiment that we were with was entirely on its own. What ISIS did was allow them to move through the first two neighborhoods with very little resistance until they reached that final neighborhood with its narrow streets, so narrow that you would struggle to turn a car around, never mind turn a convoy around. Mm-hmm. And then ISIS systematically targeted the vehicles at the front and the back of the convoy, eventually disabling almost every single vehicle, forcing the troops out of them into the houses in the area, and basically had them then with us surrounded for 28 hours. Out of the 20 or so vehicles that were part of the convoy that we were in, only three survived. Mm. Towards the end of the report, towards the end of the 28-hour period, we were with 22 wounded soldiers and only six who did not have any injuries, and they were running out of bullets.
Yeah, and they were still running, hobbling on one leg to try to defend you and Rhys and the family, the civilians huddled there and, of course, save their own lives. We'll link listeners to it. It's must listen to. But Arwa, it's getting somewhat lost, we're day ahead of Election Day. You know, as you're over there, what do you want Americans to know about what's going on there?
The best that we can hope for is that it will give viewers perhaps a greater understanding and a greater level of empathy and compassion for the population here. And I think it's important for Americans to see that and to recognize that because it can feel as if these things are happening over there. It can feel as if they're difficult to relate to. They're not. Every single parent has at one point in time in their lives felt that unspeakable fear when they have not been able to keep their child safe or they've been worried that something bad is going to happen to their child. Imagine that fear amplified to a degree that you cannot possibly fathom, lasting not just for a brief second, but for days, weeks on end. That's what Iraqis are going through as this fight is unfolding.
Arwa Damon, CNN international correspondent. We will link our listeners to the foundation that you've started to help these families at hereandnow.org, along with your incredible work. Arwa, stay safe.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.